Hello, and welcome to another podcast stroke vlog, really. I'm trying to kill two birds with one stone, metaphorically speaking, by having my video channel, my YouTube channel, showing my podcast as well, so that people who don't have access to YouTube can listen to it on the... Listen to it on the podcast, and the other ones that they don't want to listen to on the podcast but want to see me, or at least a caricature of me, can watch it on my YouTube channel. And it also means I get to hopefully attract a bigger audience or reach a bigger audience. So what am I going to talk about today? Well, the first thing I wanted to talk about was the funny way that things in your mind can link together. I was thinking actually about what I was going to talk about in this podcast, and that's when it came to me, because I was driving along thinking about what I was going to talk about on the podcast today, and I thought about talking about things that I've been doing, and the fact that I think I'm taking on too much again and doing too much, because sometimes I get a bit carried away, and I go for new ideas, and well, still all the ideas are still going along, and it's very difficult, and I get all muddled up, and then I have a point where I think, no, I'm going to cut back, and so I cut back on a couple of things to make it easier for me, and so that I'm not stretching myself too far. And I've kind of done that again, really, because I do answer some questions on Quora, I quite enjoy doing that, helping people and answering their questions about mental health and anxiety and things like that. So I'm kind of wanting to keep doing that. The other problem is, though, that I've also started to write blog posts on Quora, because I realised that you could do that, and I thought that there were some things that I could talk about on Quora that perhaps wouldn't fit quite so well on my blog. So things that weren't necessarily related to mental health or anxiety, just other things that were on my mind, really. And so I've been doing that. And then I've also been writing on Medium, the Medium website, been doing that as well. Again, things that don't fit onto my blog. But I think I'm kind of duplicating myself a little bit. You know, do I want to be on Medium? Do I want to be on Quora? Do I want to stick to my blog posts? But there are some things I want to talk about and write about that aren't necessarily suitable for the blog. So I'd kind of want to have another outlet, but I'm not sure yet whether that's going to be Medium or whether that's going to be Quora. And then the idea, that the kind of thought came into my mind, if I only had time. And that, for some strange reason, fired a neuron in my brain which remembered an old song called If I Only Had Time. Now, I can't remember who sang it, but what I'm thinking of doing is making it a blog post, because then I can copy a link to the YouTube video of it or song of it, because I'm sure YouTube does have one of it. They have everything on there. And if they do, I'm going to put that on my blog post. And that kind of all linked together. And it's funny sometimes when you think of a song you haven't maybe heard for years, and I haven't heard this song for a long time. But I knew virtually every word to it, and the tune and everything. I was singing along to it, and I was thinking to myself, I can't actually remember the last time I heard this song. It's such a long time ago. I imagine it was one of my mum and my dad's songs, because it's certainly not something I would have bought many years ago. But that's really weird, isn't it? When you kind of think to yourself, how come I know this song so well? It's really weird. So that was a little side note that I had. So that kind of gave me the idea for the first part of this blog post. Blog post, and also my vlog. Well, this is my vlog, and also my podcast. So it's kind of difficult. I do want to keep doing the podcast. Of course, I've started doing them again. Because it's easier some ways just to talk about my thoughts and my feelings rather than to type them all out and write them all down. And it's kind of a little bit more personal than just typing it into a blog post or into one of the other mediums. You kind of get across your feelings a bit more and things like that. I kind of want to keep doing the YouTube channel, because again, it's a bit more personal. I get to be a bit more visual with what I want to say and things I want to do, and I quite enjoy that, doing that. So I imagine it's going to be the blog staying, obviously, and YouTube channel and the podcast, and probably Quora, because I do like Quora quite a lot. You can do your the other blog posts on there, and also you can answer questions and put questions yourself. So that's quite good. The other thing I was going to talk about today was a little bit about the mental health that's been going on in the news, the fact that there's been some more money for the NHS, which is fantastic. A lot of that going towards the mental health areas of the NHS, which again is fantastic. A lot of people that I've recently been watching on Twitter have been saying that this isn't new money, this is old money that's just been mentioned again to make it sound like it's new money, which is a shame. I hope that isn't the case, because new money needs to be fed into the NHS very, very, very quickly, I think, to keep things going. Nowhere more important than mental health, because of course it is a rising problem at the moment. And one of the questions I get asked quite a lot is why is there a rise in anxiety and mental health issues? It seems to be something that's being mentioned and people are admitting more to it than ever before. I don't necessarily think there's more people suffering from it. I think it's more a case of that it's more acceptable now to talk about it and to mention it than it was before. More celebrities are coming forward saying that they are suffering from anxiety and other mental health conditions, and I think that that's encouraging members of the public and other people to come forward and say, actually, yes, I'm also suffering from this, which is a good thing. It's important that people talk about it and get this out in the open. But there are areas that still need help, and I think that we need to be sure that we are giving everyone who comes forward the opportunity to get the help they need, because there are still a lot of people, especially children, that aren't getting support. And as someone who suffered from anxiety and things since I was a child, I know very well exactly how difficult it can be to deal with it as a child when you're already dealing with many other things going on in your life, trying to figure out who you are and your own identity and your own place in the world, and then you're having to deal with all of this as well, and it's very difficult. So we need to catch these people as early as possible in their lives and help them to get past it. So yes, it's great that they're going to get that more money. I hope that this money does go to where it needs to go. I hope that the people who are responsible for sending this funding to the NHS give it to the places they've said they're going to give it to, and that these people can get the help they want. That would be very important. I think that's it for today. It's going to be a short podcast. I don't want to overstay my welcome, otherwise I'll just start babbering on about all kinds of things. So that's it for today. Please check it out on SoundCloud, which you obviously are if you're listening, or on my YouTube channel, which you are if you're watching. And also check out my blog and my Twitter and my Instagram, which is all on my SoundCloud and YouTube profile. So until next time, stay well and see you later. Bye-bye.